As the number of Cochrane reviews rises, so does the need to bring together the findings of individual reviews into overviews. This is particularly true in the area of pregnancy and childbirth, and Leanne Jones from the Liverpool-based Cochrane Review Group responsible for this large body of evidence describes their March 2012 overview of pain management during labour.
The pain that women experience during labour varies greatly. Some women feel little pain, whilst others find the pain extremely distressing. It can be affected by many physiological and psychological factors, including fear and anxiety, prior experience, and the degree of emotional support received. Most women in labour require some form of pain relief, and there are many drug and drug-free interventions available, which aim to relieve pain or help women cope with it better. Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group has been reviewing the evidence on these various interventions for 20 years, and in view of the range of different interventions available and the importance of the topic, the group has pulled together the evidence from many different systematic reviews into this overview to provide a single, accessible and usable summary document for women, their partners and those responsible for their care. In total, the overview contains 15 Cochrane pregnancy and childbirth systematic reviews and 3 systematic reviews that had been published elsewhere. The pain management options include drugs such as epidurals, opioids such as pethidine, or gas and air, otherwise known as inhaled analgesia, and drug-free interventions such as hypnosis, labouring in water, and acupuncture. In many reviews, especially those on drug-free interventions, there were only 1 or 2 trials that provided data which could be included in the analysis. We divided the different pain management interventions into 3 different categories, according to the volume and quality of evidence for each. These 3 categories were what works, what may work, and insufficient evidence to make a judgment. In terms of what works, we found that epidurals, including combined spinal epidural and gas and air, effectively manage pain in labour, but may give rise to adverse effects. Women receiving gas and air were more likely to experience vomiting, nausea, and dizziness, while epidurals increased the number of vaginal births needing forceps or ventouses. Epidurals also increase the risk of low blood pressure for the woman, as well as other adverse effects, such as being unable to pass urine and hindering movement of her legs. Moving to the what may work category, we found there is some evidence to suggest drug-free interventions, such as immersion in water, acupuncture and massage, may improve management of labour pain with few adverse effects. However, evidence on these interventions was mainly limited to single trials. For other pain management options such as hypnosis, sterile water injection or opioids such as pethidine, there was insufficient evidence to make a judgment on their overall effectiveness. In summary, most drug-free methods of pain management are non-invasive and appear to be safe for the mother and baby, but their effectiveness is unclear because of a lack of reliable evidence from research studies. There is more evidence to support the use of drugs, but alongside their beneficial effects, one must consider their known adverse effects. For example, an epidural provides effective pain relief, but at the cost of increased medical intervention, such as the higher incidence of instrumental vaginal birth. Looking to the future, in order to improve the evidence base and to resolve these remaining uncertainties, further trials are needed, particularly for drug-free methods of pain management. These trials also need to take a more standardised approach to the measurement and reporting of outcomes. A major challenge in compiling this overview and in doing the individual systematic reviews on which it is based is the variation in use of different outcome measures, and some important outcomes have simply not been assessed in trials. As an example, despite concerns for 30 years or more about the effects on the baby of using opioids during labour and the influence of these drugs on breastfeeding. Only 2 out of 57 trials of opioids reported breastfeeding as an outcome. We therefore strongly recommend that the outcome measures agreed through wide consultation for this project are used in future trials of pain management. This overview provides a summary of various pain management options available during labour and of the existing evidence supporting their use. We suggest that women may wish to discuss the findings of this overview with their doctor or midwife in order to create a birth plan best suited to them, remembering the importance of tailoring the methods used to an individual woman's wishes, needs, and circumstances.
To help in these discussions, the vast quantity of evidence brought together by Leanne and the team at the Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group can now be examined within the full overview, which is available at thecochranelibrary.com.